choosing to leave a relationship that's not right for you when it's mostly right for you is probably got to be one of the hardest things on earth, right? Most things are good. You get along great most of the time. You communicate well most of the time. Things are good in the bedroom most of the time. But then there's always that little thing, that issue, that flare-up, whatever it is, that's just eating at you, that you're like, how long am I going to put up with this? How bad is it going to get before I decide I'm going to walk away? And depending on the issue, it can be really hard, really, really hard to like say, this is a breaking point for me. This is just too much, because so many things are good. Like maybe it's 95% good, 98% good, but your partner just absolutely rips into you over stupid little things. Just once in a blue moon. Or maybe there's something little, something small little thing that they do that you're like, come on, I've asked you this like 1,000 times. Just be mindful. This is something I'm asking. It's not hard. I don't know, putting the toilet seat down, something like that, right? Something minor, but it affects you. And you just want this person to do this little tiny thing to show that they are listening to you and that they care about you. And they just seem to either refuse to do it or refuse to like internalize that thing and make that change within themselves, right? Now, I get it. You don't want to go into a relationship and start trying to change the person entirely. But if this is somebody who's fantastic in all regards, but they just won't put the toilet seat down, surely somebody who cares about the person they're with, like truly deeply cares, wouldn't want their partner to fall ass first into toilet water, right? It's not, you're not asking anything huge here by asking the person to just close the toilet seat. It takes 2 seconds. My point is, it can be incredibly hard to walk away from an otherwise good, maybe even great relationship over something that seems insignificant or piddly. But at the end of the day, you got to choose yourself. And if the other person is not choosing you, that's a sign even more so that it's time to choose yourself and get the hell out of there.